If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hour number two. Let's roll into it. It's time. Get your pad and pens ready. Get your, you know, get the DraftKings and whatever you're going to go to. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. We're just joking. We are not condoning this. Jay is just giving you
his opinion. Just giving you free game. It's called the ism.
He's giving you his opinion on some things that are going to happen. That's all. Don't jump. Don't do too much. So, let's go through it.
Kind of. Yeah.
Got a little back music for you. A little vibe.
Yeah. Like, that's my little theme music. I like that.
Little vibe. All right. So, Jay, let's start with college football.
Championship weekend.
Starts tonight.
Oh, I know. This is a big game.
Las Vegas, number 10, Oregon versus number 17, Utah.
Man, I mean, Utah beat the brakes off them.
Whap, whap.
I think Oregon's going to get a little bit of payback. It's a pick'em game. I think Oregon is going to try to do it. Obviously, they got a lot more to play for when you get embarrassed like that. Not a lot more to play for, but I think Oregon will come to play, especially since it's on a neutral site.
Okay, he's going with the Mighty Ducks.
It's hard for me to pick against Utah the way they've been playing, though.
Man, Kyle making that. Man, this is – keep your eyes on that game, though.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on the game. Keep your eye on those coaches. Let's go to Arlington, Texas.
Mm. I mean, these are some good games, man.
Number 9, Baylor versus number 5, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Finally, it seemed to beat Oklahoma in Bedlam. But I think Baylor is playing really well. I think the fact that their coach isn't gone and, you know, obviously some continuity because I think he was a guy that's hot coaching prospect. I think Oklahoma's offense isn't as good as it usually is. I think Baylor has enough defense and more than enough offense to beat him, or Oklahoma State, excuse me. So I'm going to go with Baylor. Because I like a defensive-minded coach, and I just don't like Mike Gundy.
Is it the hair?
It's the hair. Okay. It's the stupid stuff he was saying early in the summer.
Yeah.
I'm glad they beat Oklahoma, but that's enough.
It makes sense. Number 21, Houston, travels to Cincinnati to face the number 4, Cincinnati Bearcats.
I think Houston's, you know, they're going to give them a run for their money. They lost the game early and then kind of been running the table since. And, you know, it has been trending upward. They can score with anybody. And Cincinnati's offense has not been as consistent as you'd like. But I think the Cincinnati packs are for real defense. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
I'm not mad at that. Number 2, Michigan versus number 13, Iowa and Indy.
Yeah. Just a little bit on that previous game. I would not be surprised if Houston won, but I think –
I've said publicly I expect Houston to beat Cincinnati and shut up all the playoff conversations.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But this Michigan-Iowa game, I think Michigan, I think it's going to be a slow starting game because Iowa kind of comes out of the gates kind of slow. Michigan's going to, you know, take a little while to get ramped up, like, because they played the perfect game last week to finally beat Ohio State. But I think they're just a better team. They're better physically. They have a better quarterback, a more consistent quarterback at the skill position, obviously with the two-headed monster running backs, and their defense has been playing well all year. So I'm going to go with Michigan.
A part of me wants to ask if this is a letdown weekend.
It could be for a few.
Right? Like, you know, this is – Michigan finally got over the hill, right, and they celebrated, and they got their flowers, and they got their tiaras. But it's hard then to go back and face a gang.
Right. Well, they play like you, and they are you know, the underdog, so they're playing that role.
They're playing free.
And so, you know, you never know. Iowa might come out and try to spread you out and try to, you know, start. They got a good tight end that can do some work in the middle of that defense. Mm-hmm. You got Keegan Johnson that can be explosive, especially if you get some one-on-one matches. Mm-hmm. And if they get a couple big plays, you know, they're right in it. And you know they're going to play that cover three, and I don't envision Michigan running all over them like they did Ohio State. So, look, this could be a letdown. And for Michigan, but it could be utter disappointment for that Cincinnati team where they're just that close, because if they win, they're in.
It's the same for Michigan.
Right, but Cincinnati – look, well, 10 year, for the next 10 years, Michigan has a more realistic chance than Cincinnati. So this could be it. Also, with the pressure of they do beat Houston, then they know they got to look Georgia right down the face. So it'd be – you know, you're kind of –
Yay!
Always,
oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, it could be. And look, man, and let's not forget, you know, with that Oklahoma-Baylor game, Oklahoma State, they're looking at it. Because, say, if somebody gets upset or Alabama gets beat bad by Georgia, they're the first one in there. So, I mean, there's a lot of pressure for them, too. And Baylor's no joke.
I'm just saying. This.
It's going to be – I think this could be
the best football
quietly,
weekend. Yep.
Quietly one of the best games weekends. Because generally when Alabama was there and Ohio State, you knew –
Yeah, you kind of knew.
You kind of knew it was that, and then everything else was like a letdown. I think every single game is going to be a great game.
Okay, so this is how you know there are no football experts. There are zero football experts because nobody picked number 15 Pitt to be in the ACC championship against number 16.
And have probably the best. Probably the best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the two best quarterbacks. Wake Forest guys can play. The two best quarterbacks. Older quarterbacks, let's just say that, right?
Yep.
You know, because the other C.J. Stroud and other guy from Alabama is young. So, yeah, I mean, this is going to be – it's two teams that are same, both exciting offense. It's kind of been under the radar, lost a couple games late, took themselves out of the big picture. This right here, it's a 3.5 points, a pick 'em. I like Pittsburgh because I like their quarterback a little bit more, even though Wake Forest's guys is the real deal. But I think Pittsburgh has a little bit more defense.
I think they have more defense, but I just think that Pitt will have the lead late.
Yeah.
And then Wake Forest will be given the freedom to open up the offense.
And that's the problem.
Because Pitt will go into that prevent, and Wake Forest is going to wear them out.
And prevent them to win. See, Wake Forest is a dangerous team because – if they get the ball last possession, they can walk the ball down the field and get a field goal or, you know, a touchdown. And then they're also dangerous because if they're down by 10 or more, they can play the same way and then score in two possessions, and then you could be losing. You could be up 10, down 4 very, very, very quickly.
And if you're Nebraska, you're looking at Wake Forest offense tomorrow. Look at it. Pay attention. Focus.
Why would they be doing that?
I'm just saying. It's a pretty cool offense.
You don't want to talk about the USC-Cal game?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that before we get to the big one.
I mean, this is a toilet bowl game.
Well, but again, spectacular to watch. These two programs have to play in this game on a day where nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I mean, there's some good games. I mean, I don't even think we should even – I mean, they're 2-4-17. Do we even got to do this?
Right. Well, we can't just because let's make Nick pick this one.
Yeah, Nick, you pick this one.
Pick this one.
What's this one between?
USC or Cal?
Oh, USC by a landslide.
You really think so?
Yes. Cal's favorite.
Cal's favorite at home.
I watched Cal play against UCLA last weekend, and they could not move the ball on offense.
And USC can?
Jackson Dart's a better quarterback than whatever Cal has.
Yeah, I'm just – okay.
I was surprised how good USC's offense has been ever since, you know, the coach got fired.
Since you got rid of the coach.
No, since they're when Helton got fired, that they went up, I think, to Washington State and actually showed pretty well.
Yeah.
But look, let's not forget Louisiana, who I think lost their coach, right?
Yep.
They're playing Appalachian State.
Are they letting Billy Napier coach? Is Florida letting
Billy
Napier?
I don't think so.
But even if he is, we just talked about this.
Yeah,
if you're in
the
transfer portal,
you're out the door.
If you're in the transfer portal, are you really invested? I would almost say turn it over to the intern.
Because there are going to be times during the game where your mind floats and you go.
Well, you just recruited. You just did recruiting calls.
Well, and you just sitting here thinking, like you just flew on the real private jet.
You just had some good food.
And you just had the real good
food.
Looked
at a whole bunch of houses.
You know, yeah, right.
These old like, lady you up there texting him before the game. Yeah. Well, what house do you want? What is
she up there with her arms full, tapping her foot like, can we end this already?
Right. I'm tired of eating gumbo. Okay? I want some real seafood.
Yeah, well, she's going to have me. Come on.
Then you got San Diego State against Utah State. I'm going San Diego State.
Aggies, baby. Aggies.
You're going Utah State.
That's
going
to be a good football game.
It is.
That's going to be a good football game. But
quietly
I'm
a tough Utah State team. They're always kind of like a little nasty.
The edge battle, but San Diego State has more talent.
Yeah.
I just think because for some reason Utah State will show up and be the fly in the ointment. Like they're really good at that. So let's go to the game.
You don't want to talk about Kent State and Northern Illinois?
No,
I think that's going to be the most exciting game.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. It's going to be 48-45.
In a stadium, an empty stadium where
that's
ticket,
fine, but it's
tickets
be,
are going for $4.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays is a pleasant surprise. I'm telling you, there's some good players.
$4.
In the Omaha that's a whole, Metro that's, running back.
That's
that
my
is the
whole next
year.
That's my whole next segment is for the. I'll list the games and the prices of the tickets, and you tell me which games you would spend your money on and go to.
All right. So let's get to the real deal.
Let's get it cracking.
Let's get it cracking.
Okay.
The immovable force of Georgia Bulldogs got the best defense ever created.
Mm-hmm.
They got more 6'6", 330-pound guys that run like 4'8", that I've ever seen in my life, and them brothers are yoked.
They got them all.
They went and got them out of like the prison football system.
Got them all.
Right?
Yep.
But you're going up against the man, Alabama, as an underdog by a touchdown, and if there's ever one coach that can rally guys to make pull a so-called upset, it's old Nicky Saban.
Is it ever really an upset to beat Alabama? If
considering
Alabama
the way that Georgia's been talked about, it could be seen as an upset, and also considering how, you know, Alabama and Auburn game went, how Alabama's played at times. Their defense hasn't been as dominating as it usually is. Because they usually have one game where, like, Mississippi will put up a whole bunch of points. Well, they remedied that this year. And then Texas A&M kind of, you know, walked up and down the field against them. Auburn, you know, who has been struggling, you know, to move the ball, has scored. Now they're going against Georgia. See, here's the problem that Georgia doesn't understand. You can rally a defense, especially when you have a run-centric team like Georgia, to man up one game and because they ain't just gonna just be bigger than Alabama. They might be better, you know, as a unit of players. They ain't just gonna just be punking Alabama, you know, and just bulldozing. So if you can get Georgia one dimensional, always have faith in Alabama's defensive backs. And I know, and in my opinion, I think Alabama's offense is more explosive, especially in the passing game, which will loosen up that front seven. That is just obliterating everybody.
Well, they won't be able to get home. There's a lot of gas going to be spent.
Right.
I had said last week that I want the chaos. So I want – and I'm just saying it so you understand. I want Alabama to win. Well, actually, I want Georgia to win.
You want Georgia
because I want Alabama out. I want – sorry, Michigan. I want Michigan to lose. I want them out.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want...
You want Cincinnati and Oklahoma State in it?
No, I want Cincinnati to lose to Houston.
Oh, so you just going all the way down the line.
Yeah, I want chaos.
I don't even know who would get
Notre
in
Dame.
There.
Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah? Since they got Marcus Freeman, yeah.
Yeah, like, I want the chaos. I want the chaos.
Notre Dame in the Final Four. Say Notre Dame. Hey, what would you do if Notre Dame went and got in the Final Four and won?
Look, man.
And they won with a,
they would be unbearable.
They'd be unbearable.
And they would have but Brian Kelly would be like, well.
Brian Kelly would be back.
No, he'd just be like, I did that.
Can I get a ring?
No, he's like, I did that. He'll get a ring. He'd just get a ring with a chip in it.
Yeah.
So who are you? So you're picking Alabama?
I am gonna. I'm never gonna bet against Nick Saban. I'm gonna pick Alabama. I wish I could give an asterisk because it's the year that teams have been punked or beat so much by their rivals, like Ohio State finally losing to Michigan or Michigan beating Ohio State. You know, I could see this being the year that Georgia beats Alabama. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to go against – you never second-guess yourself. The first thought is old Nick Saban in Alabama. Because I think – hey, I'm going to tell you, them boys are going to be bringing nothing but hat. Oh.
Well, they're feeling – like, imagine that Alabama is playing with an additional chip.
I'm just talking about there is not going to be no bodily regard. But I think Georgia – I might need to think about this. I might need to get some cold water. Just shut the lights off and just move on.
We can jump to the NFL and then come back to it.
Because I got one shoulder saying, "Don't you ever go against Nick Saban." The other one is like Georgia is undefeated and they've been looking good every week.
Right.
But it's Nick Saban.
He full Animal House. Text line says, "Look, Eric from Lincoln says, look, the two rules of this thing is that you never bet against Nick Saban or Tom Brady." Yeah, Alabama's been favorite for 92 straight games. Not betting against Alabama. But he also says he thinks it would be hilarious if Notre Dame won without Brian Kelly. So
with Marcus Freeman as coach. Go figure. At Notre Dame.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my mom said, hello.
Yeah, hello. All right, let's go to the big league. We'll come back to that.
No, I'm going. You know what? I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going Nick Saban.
Okay.
I'm not backing down.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm going with it. I'm going with the Bama Slammers.
Okay. Let's go to Sunday. 4-7 Giants against the 5-7 Dolphins in Miami. And I don't think Daniel Jones is playing.
The time that I pick the Dolphins, they'll mess around and lose, but I'm going to pick the Dolphins because they're playing well. It's like a JV scrimmage.
They're going to be 6-7.
Oh, and Jake's gonna come in
he's
here.
He's gonna be he'll be walking like John Travolta on Saturday Night Live. Like he's just
Conor
Saturday
McGregor.
Night Fever. He'll be doing his Conor McGregor walk. 6-6 Colts against the 2-9 Texans.
Oh, the Colts.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on down there, bro. I don't know. 5-6 Vikings versus the Detroit Lions. In Detroit, though.
Detroit's been playing they've been really close. They've been really close. They're real competitive. I just think that. Can we
clip that, Nick? Can we just? We'll have Jay on the loop.
Hey,
just
chill out, man. You don't want to get me in trouble, right? Is Goff starting at quarterback?
Yes.
Goff against Cousins, the two guys.
Mm-hmm.
The two. I call them the ski mask twins.
Man. Heist.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
I already wrote it down.
Even though they got Dalvin Cook's hurt.
Yeah. 5-7 Eagles versus the 3-8 Jets.
Oof. The Eagles are up and down. But you know what I like about Jalen Hurts? He didn't play well last week. He missed the Smith on the pretty much a game-winning touchdown that he missed him on.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like their coach more than when they hired him. I like Jalen Hurts as a, you know, player getting better. So I'm going to go with the Eagles because I think they, you know, obviously have played more consistent.
Jay's going to have a 12-win week. You know that, right? Okay, just I'm pointing out to you. 9-2 Cardinals versus the 4-7 Bears.
I'm going to go Cardinals.
That's what I said. Jay's just going to run the table on this one.
Little pocket Hercules is coming back, I think. Kyler Murray.
Mini Murray. The 6-5 Chargers against the 7-4 Bengals.
Ooh. Two of the young and upcoming quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Both of them have explosive offenses, but the Bengals right now, I think for such a young team, they learned from that hiccup that they had in the middle of the season, and they've been beating the brakes off people. I like them. And just for whatever it is with the Chargers, they always have a ton of talent and just never get right. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
He's going with the Bengals. 8-3 Tampa Bucks versus the 5-6 Falcons.
I'm going to go with the Bucks. I know Antonio Brown. He just couldn't get out of his own way. He did it for a year.
Man, that dude.
Did it for a year and about 3 or 4 games. And
you got a fake golden ticket, man.
But you don't even need it. That's what, you didn't even need it. He just didn't want to take all the tests that if he didn't have a vaccine. But but why would you even buy a fake? I mean, you make him.
He went on eBay.
Look, man. He got on that. I hope he ordered it with Amazon Prime, though. At least he'll got some points.
He gets some points to get his money back.
I'm gonna go with Tampa. I actually feel a little bad for Matt Ryan because he's actually been playing pretty decent. A lot of his, you know, skills position guys have been in and out of the lineup, and their offensive line is horrible. I think Tampa's going to start hitting their stride to kind of get ready for the playoffs because they've been playing good, but they know they can play a lot better. So I think they're going to, you know, get it going this week.
2-9 Jacksonville at the 7-4 Rams.
I'm going to go with the Rams, but I think Jacksonville is going to give them a run for their money. I think the Rams know they need to get it going in high gear because they've been, you know, 1 week good, 1 week really bad. And I think Jalen Ramsey said, look, man, we got too much talent to be playing like this defensively. So I look for – this is the third week, I think, since Von Miller's been there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the learning curve is over, how to use him in conjunction with – Floyd and Donald is there. So I think, you know, the Rams will win, especially against Jacksonville's offensive line.
Yeah, buddy. 5-6, the only undefeated team in the NFL in the entire month of November. Only undefeated team. The 5-6 Washington football team takes on the 6-5 Las Vegas Raiders.
Where at?
Las Vegas.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the Raiders. They play excellent at home. It's a long trip for the Washington football team. I like the way the Washington football team plays. They kind of play like old school, like I'm going to beat you up, possess the clock.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Raiders, you know, have a little bit too much firepower, especially with Chase Young being out. So I'm going to go with the Raiders.
The 8-3 Baltimore Ravens against the 5-5-1 Steelers.
You know, obviously, just at first glance, you would think Baltimore, right?
Brawl.
But this is one of the few serious rivalry games that they have. I mean, this is bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's very odd when a player goes from Pittsburgh to Baltimore or vice versa. Baltimore is weird to me because Lamar Jackson is probably the most, I wouldn't say unstoppable, but he's the most explosive and unique player. But for whatever reason, they haven't been, even though the record's good, they haven't looked like they usually, and maybe that's because people are starting to catch on.
Mm.
Their defense has been kind of suspect. I know they went really, really small at their second level. Part of me says, you know, Ben Roethlisberger's got one more, like, valiant effort in him, but they have no pieces on offense. They look like garbage, so I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Okay.
And, crab cakes. Right. With crab cakes and football from wedding
cakes. That's what Maryland does.
Crab cakes and football.
Nom, 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 nom. The 6-5 49ers against the 3-8 Seahawks.
Oof. Again, a quarterback that's one last hurrah versus a quarterback that's trying to keep a hurrah going in the Bay Area before he gets replaced. San Francisco's starting to play pretty good. Seattle looks bad. They but look here's bad, the thing about Seattle, though, and Russell Wilson. I think they're going to explode this week because DK Metcalf, even though, I mean, he's got to be the most emotional receiver. Every week you got a different hair color.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Lockett. And both the teams know each other. They know how to prepare for each other. I'm going to go with Seattle in the upset because I believe in Pete Carroll and I believe in Russell Wilson. And I think when it comes down to it, when the game is tight, that dang Russell Wilson about to do his thing. With the who knows, some guy they just picked up on Friday.
And AP.
And you got the old Father Time all day.
All day AP, I think it's 6-5 Broncos, 7-4 Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs. Broncos defense is one of the top three in the league. Teddy Bridgewater has been playing pretty consistent for him. But the Chiefs, you know, they've got their swagger back, like Travis Kelce is saying, and I think the game's at the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I think, you know, Kansas City at home, and they got Patrick Mahomes. I think they're trying to stay atop or close, and then catch their stride.
Monday Night Football. Buffalo.
Don't even ask. You know who I'm picking.
Patriots.
You know who I'm picking.
Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
8-4. This is for first place.
You should just ask me whether Mac Jones is going to finish the game. I don't think he's going to finish the game.
American Football Conference.
Let's go Buffalo. That's what they say. Let's go Buffalo.
Can you confess that that's the worst like NFL song ever?
They do it with Levy. That one is the worst. But what they do now is they start to do like the cheers when they start slamming the beers on the cheers at the bar, and then they mix in a little bit of like the Flintstones, and the whole place goes crazy.
Have you heard the old Buffalo Bill song?
It was terrible. That's horrible.
And I ran a bar when it was all Buffalo fans. 300 people singing this drunk, terrible song every Sunday. I'll find it for you during the break. We'll throw it down. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about Huskers in Indiana. And we might talk about young dude from Iowa. He had a rough couple of days. We'll all that and more on Old School 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Do you ever wish you could ask your data anything at any time? How are sales this quarter? How is a specific marketing campaign performing? How is the overall health of the business? With Domo's AI and data products platform, you can. Domo lets your team channel AI and data quickly, securely, and innovatively to deliver measurable insights wherever and whenever you need them. Anyone on your team can use Domo to prepare, analyze, visualize, automate, and distribute data amplified by AI. Domo goes beyond productivity. It's designed to transform your processes and drive real growth, powered by trust, flexibility, and years of expertise in data and AI innovation. Data is hard. Domo is easy. Learn how Domo can help you make smarter moves faster at ai.domo.com. That's ai.domo.com.